estimating with t-shirt sizes. I occasionally encounter the use of t-shirt sizes, small, medium, large, and so on, in use as estimating units by teams. T-shirt sizes are an okay approach to getting started with relative estimating, but they suffer from two severe weaknesses. One, they aren't additive. You cannot tell a boss you'll be done in 3 mediums, 4 larges, and 2 petites. Two, your view of an extra large may not match mine. You may think it's 50% bigger than a large, but I may think 25% bigger. Teams get around both weaknesses with some underlying assumptions, hopefully stated, about size. They may, for example, state, let's call a medium a 5 and a large a 10. The primary advantages to t-shirt sizes is the ease of getting started. If a team needs to start with t-shirt sizes, that's fine. Later, though, that team will be better off using numbers directly. I might forget that an extra large is 33% bigger than a large. I won't forget that a 10 is twice a 5. And if I do, the team has a different problem. T-shirt sizes can be a great way of becoming accustomed to relative estimating. So start with them if your team finds that easier. But minimally, put some underlying numbers on them. For example, medium equals 5. And then gradually shift to using the numbers directly. For additional audio recordings, visit www.mountaingoatsoftware.com/audio.